非常感谢神能够与主爱教会的弟兄姊妹一同敬拜。
I'm very thankful to the Lord that I can have service with brothers and sisters at House of Christ Love.
今天我们所分享的题目是耶稣对求神迹者深深的叹息。
Today my sermon's title is Jesus sighed deeply toward the miracle seekers.
我们开始读马可福音第八章第十一节、十二节。刚才George 已经跟大家 announce， 我们就把中文读过英文请大家看我们的 slides。
We'll read the scripture together in Chinese only.
法利赛人出来盘问耶稣，求他显个神迹给他们看，想要试探他。耶稣心里深深的叹息说，这世代为什么求神迹呢？我实在告诉你们，没有神迹给这世代看。然后我们跳到诗篇第九十篇，读第五节开始。你叫他们如水冲去，他们如睡一觉，早晨他们如生长的草，早晨发芽生长，晚上割下枯干。我们因你的怒气而消灭，因你的愤怒而惊慌。你将我们的罪孽摆在你面前，将我们的隐恶摆在你面光之中。我们经过的日子都在你震怒之下，我们的年岁好像一声叹息。下一段我们是读罗马书第八章十八节开始。我想现在的苦楚若比起将来要显于我的荣耀，就不足介意了。受造之物切望等候神的众子显现出来，因为受造之物浮在虚空之下，不是自己愿意，乃是因那叫他如此的。但受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的辖制，得享神儿女自由的荣耀。我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦，直到如今。不但如此，就是我们这有圣灵初结果子的，也是自己心里叹息，等候得着儿子的名分，就是我们的身体得赎。我们得救是在乎盼望，只是所见的盼望不是盼望，谁还盼望他所见的呢？我们若盼望那不见的，就必忍耐等候。况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。监察人心的晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵按着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。我们现在处在疫情当中，大家都
We're in the midst of pandemic.
我们大家都祷告。
Everyone prays.
求神保守我们不被病毒所侵害。
May God protect us that we are not affected by the virus.
求神因着我们在神面前真实的悔改，真实的认罪，能够施恩给我们。
May God bless us due to our repentance and turning away from evil ways to Him.
并且能够显出神迹，他来医治，医治的那个大能。
And also may God show a miracle of healing.
这是一个很自然的事。
This is a very natural thing.
但是我们今天读的圣经在罗马书第八章的这两节圣经里面。
However, the scripture that we read today in Romans chapter 8
是接着主耶稣行过了神迹把饼和鱼分给群众吃过以后。
This Bible verse is recorded after Jesus has given the fish and the bread.
那么这一段的记载在三本福音书里面都记载过。
The breaking of the bread and the fish was recorded in three Gospels.
那么我们要问说这个求神显出他自己的大能不是一件很好的事吗？
So therefore, us asking God for his miracle, isn't that a good thing?
为什么耶稣对求神迹者深深的会叹息呢？
Why is Jesus sighing deeply toward the miracle seekers?
我们知道说原来因为神他创造大地的时候看一切都是好的。
The reason is because when the Lord created the heaven and earth, everything was seemed good.
但是现在被人类破坏了。
However, everything has been destroyed by human beings.
我们从刚才读的诗篇第九十篇里面，我们可以看见中文圣经的里面比较特别。
We read in Psalms chapter 90 earlier. The Chinese translation is a little bit interesting.
中文圣经里面给我们看见有三个如这个字。
In the Chinese, it showed the words as like.
如水冲去。
In verse 5, it says they are like, they are swept away.
那这个形容呢，我们的人生的时间呢，过去了就不再来了。
Swept away like the water. It represents our life goes away, just like water, never returns.
2020年呢，这个气候的变迁呢，在全世界各地，特别是中国，在日本都有大水。当水一来的时候，所有的房屋被吹倒了，所有的东西被吹走了，甚至于人的性命也失去了。
In the year of 2020, there's a lot of flood occurring, especially in China and Japan. When flood comes, it gets rid of everything, houses, people's lives, etc.
那么第二就说到我们的生命是如睡一觉。
And then it once again says about our life, they are like a dream, like sleeping.
做一个梦就过去了，很短。
It's as if we...It's very short, like as if we just had a dream.
那么最后说呢，如生长的草，早上发芽生长，晚上就割下枯干了。
And then in verse 5, it continues on, like grass that is renewed in the morning.
强调人生很快的就衰老了，很快的就死去了。
It emphasizes on human beings' life that fades and withers away really quickly.
那么第七节、第八节就说到为什么这个原因是什么
？In verse 7 and 8, it shows the reasoning why our life fade away so quickly.
说到因为我们的罪孽摆在神的面前。
It is due to our own sins that are in front of God.
人生有苦难，有衰老，有死亡，非常短暂。
Our life, we have sorrow, we have death, it is very short.
都是因为神在对我们发怒。
It is actually because of Lord's wrath on us.
我们是活在神的愤怒之下。
We are living under God's wrath.
所以呢，第九就这个九十章的这一段圣经的最后第九节呢，就总结一句话，说我们的人生好像一声叹息。
So therefore, in chapter 9, it summarizes that our year comes to an end like a sigh.
转眼成空，如飞而去。
It occurs like a mist, come and vanishes away.
在罗马书里面，让我们看见受造之物在叹息。
And in the book of Romans that we just read, it mentioned about the sighs of the created.
说到一切受造之物，那就是神所创造的一切。
It mentioned about all created things.
这个包括大自然，包括其中所充满的生物。
Including nature, including the creatures in nature.
一同叹息劳苦。
We all labor together.
这个劳苦这个字，在和合本的修订版里面翻译。 就是翻得对了，翻成忍受阵痛。
In one of the translation, it mentioned about, the translation states it endure birth pain. It's a better translation.
所以劳苦这个字就是阵痛的意思。
So the word labor actually means endure birth pain.
就好像妇人在生产的时候呢，会有的那个阵痛，一阵一阵的痛，在痛苦当中，她就叹息，她就呻吟。
Just like a woman in labor,going through enduring birth pain.
我们人生真的是经历这个阵痛。
Our human life, we actually similarly going through,
特别是在今年
birth pain.
一下子有这一件事，一下子有那件事情，都没有停止过。
Just like the year of 2020, we have different things occurring, one after the other. There's no rest in between.
马太福音24章第八节那个时候，在那里呢，耶稣被问到说，世界的末了有些什么事情会发生。
In book of Matthew chapter 24:8, Jesus was asked, by a person, what will happen at the end times?
主耶稣说，世界的末了来临之前，有苦难，有战争，有假先知，有饥荒，有地震，并且有瘟疫。
Jesus, mentioned to him.That towards the end, there will be famine, earthquakes, pandemics, and war at the end times.
Yes. 那么特别这个第八节说，这一些都是灾难的起头。
In Matthew chapter 24, verse 8, it says, all this is but the beginning of the birth pains.
Yeah, 大家这个英文就翻得出来了。我们中文翻成灾难，事实上英文就告诉我们，那就是个阵痛，那就是个劳苦。
And the English translation of birth pain is actually better translated than the Chinese, a disaster.
那为什么我们今天一切受造之物在阵痛、在劳苦中间呢
？Then why are we under these beginning of birth pains time period?
原来这个罗马书八章的这个二十节告诉我们说，一切受造之物浮在虚空之下。
Because in Romans chapter 8 verse 20, it clearly tells us, for the creation was subjected to futility, not of its own will, but by the will of the one who subjected it in hope.
这个虚空这一个词和传道书里面讲的虚空的虚空是同一个字。
The word futility over here and in book of Proverbs where it mentioned about everything is meaningless is the same word.
Ecclesiastes.
Ecclesiastics.
什么叫虚空呢？虚空就是虚无，就是没有意义，就是没有目的，就是反复无常。
What does that mean by futility? It means meaningless, nothing occurring.
受造之物浮在虚空没有意义的底下，没有目的。
The creation was subjected to futility, no meaning, useless.
虽然很多人觉得说我们过得很好啊，我们事业有成，家庭也和睦。
Even though some people say, oh, our family life is great, our work field is great.
但是如果你不生活在神里面，不生活在耶稣基督里面，你就没有活出人应当有的荣耀和价值。
However, if you don't live under God, you would not have the glory and you don't have the purpose of life.
这个没有达到神造我们的时候，该活的那个目的就是虚空。
Futility because we have not reached the purpose of God's creation.
我们的祖先犯罪堕落，背逆了神。
Our ancestors has turned away from God and have sinned against him.
咒诅就临到了地上。
Therefore, the earth has been cursed.
整个的大自然呢，就这个今天被人呢不断的破坏。
The creation has been destroyed, continuously being destroyed by mankind.
因为我们失去了治理的能力了。
Because we have lost the ability to control things.
我们没有好好的治理大自然。
We have not been taking care of the nature.
我们今天非常看重这个环境污染的问题。
We are really focused on environmental things these days.
Pollution. Yeah.
Pollution.
Yeah. 今天科技非常发达。
These days, technology are very advanced.
但是很矛盾的。
But it's very contradicting.
这个科技越发达，我们就发觉人被这整个的大地、整个的神所创造的大自然那个破坏就这个越来越大。
The more advanced technology is, the more the world is being polluted by us.
今天我们大家都很方便的使用这个保特瓶，使用这个塑料的这个水瓶。
Today we are using the water bottles very easily, very carelessly.
但是我们真知道说，环境科学家告诉我们说，整个的海洋已经被不晓得多少的这种废弃的这个塑料瓶啊所污染了。
However, environmentalists are telling us we don't even know how much the ocean has been affected by the water bottles that we're using.
我们看见到处有空气污染，有环境污染。
These days, we see a lot of air pollutions and environmental pollutions.
虽然人类可以送卫星，送北斗星，卫星送到太空，送这个 SpaceX 啊，把人送到太空中间去。
Even though we have the technology of sending men with SpaceX up and send them up.
我们发觉我们整个的大地仍然在虚空，在这个败坏的辖制当中。
Yet everything is under futility.
这个将来啊，这个海洋啊，不止有许许多多的这个塑料瓶。
In the future, not only will the ocean be filled with water bottles.
我们相信将来呢，会海洋里面有很多很多我们这次疫情中间大家所丢掉的口罩啊，也成为灾难的这个源头。
I believe in the near future, we'll have a lot of masks that we've been using all tossed into the ocean as well.
我们发觉人是活在败坏的辖制中。
We notice that men live.In the bondage of depravity.
我们人都会生病。
We all get sick.
我们都会衰老。
We all get old.
我们都会死亡。
We'll all die one day.
我们也会腐烂。
We will
also decay.
We'll also decay.
那么圣经里面也说到呢，我们人活在败坏的辖制中。
In the Bible says we live in the bondage of depravity, which make God sigh.
今天的这个世界，我们已经进到 5G 的时代，可以享用快速的这个通讯。
In today's world, we enjoy 5G network, extremely fast network.
但是我们却被困在五个 D 当中。
However, we are being bonded by 5Ds.
这个五个 D 就是英文字母的 D 开头的五个字。
Which means that the five English words that starts with D.
第一个是疾病 disease.
The first is disease.
第二个是灾难 disaster.
The second one is the disaster.
第三个是破坏 destruction.
The third one is destruction.
第四个是活在这个死亡 death 的底下。
And the fourth one is we live under death. We're all headed to death.
是活在败坏decay 的底下。
And the fifth one is we are living under decaying.
所以在日光之下，我们活在这个自然界中间，如果没有神没有神的真理，我们没有神所给我们的这个新的生命没有永恒给我们做盼望的话，我们人生就是一声叹息。
If under the sun, we don't have God's truth, we don't have God's new life, and we don't have eternity, then our whole entire life is nothing but a sigh.
回过头来再看看马可福音第八章这一些求神迹的人是谁呢？
Let's return back to Mark chapter 8. Let's look at who are the people asking for a sign, demanding for a sign.
这个从福音书里面告诉我们，他们是法利赛人，是文士。
Actually, in the Bible, it tells us these are the Pharisees,
和文士 scribes。
scribes。
这些人就是这个非常虔诚的，非常信仰宗教的。
They are those extremely devoted, in the religion.
但是他们的虔诚是表面的虔诚。
However, the devotion is actually only outward.
他们在人看的都是宗教的领袖，很懂得圣经。
From our appearance, they know the words very well. They're very religious.
但是他们不认识真神，不认识耶稣基督才是他们应当敬拜的这一位真神。
However, they don't understand the true God. They don't understand Jesus is the one that they should be following.
因为他们没有真正的认识，没有真正的神的真理，所以在他们的生活表现上面，就用外头的这些头上戴的啊，身上穿的衣服啊，这些的在十字路口祷告啊，这个让人看见他们的外表。
Because they don't have true understanding, they don't have the truth within them. So therefore, they do outward appearance. They wear special robes, praying at the crossroad.
人对神的了解越多的无知，他们在宗教中间的表现，他们自己的骄傲就越多。
The more little they know about the religion, the more prideful they are in front of people.
今天的世界上也是一样。
In today's world, it's the same way.
人注重在宗教的敬虔的外表。
People are very focused on the religious appearance.
但是这些来求耶稣啊，来显个神迹的人，中文圣经翻译是他们来盘问耶稣。
So in the Bible, the Pharisees, it says the Pharisees came and began to argue with Jesus.
是他们呢，而且要试探耶稣。
And they are also there to test Jesus.
那是马太福音十六章第一节说试探他，向他这个要他向他们从天上显一个神迹。
In Matthew chapter 16, verse 1.It says the Pharisees and Sadducees came and to test Jesus, to show them a sign from heaven.
对，这些人为什么要耶稣显神迹呢？
Why did they ask for a sign from Jesus?
他们不是为着加强他们的信心，改善他们的生活，他们不过就是在生活中间呢，看一看耶稣行神迹，让他们娱乐一番。
They weren't asking Jesus for a sign to increase their faith or changing their life. They're just asking it for entertainment purpose.
就像你知道，耶稣最后在受最后的审判的时候，从比拉多面前送到了希律王的面前。
It's just like when Jesus was sent in front of King Herod.
然后比拉多把他又送到希律王的面前。
And Pontius Pilate sent him to King Herod.
那么希律呢，就要耶稣呢给他行个神迹。
And King Herod asked Jesus for a miracle, for a sign.
耶稣没有答应他。
Of course, Jesus said no to that.
因为希律不过就是要另外一个娱乐，来娱乐娱乐他自己。
Because King Herod asked for a miracle just for entertaining purposes.
对着耶稣基督是谁，对着他自己的大能。人心里面完全是不屑一顾啊，是轻看的。
For who Jesus is, they really don't care about.
因为人心里面骄傲。
Because men, they are very prideful.
他们是假冒为善的。
They are fake people.
他们是非常狡猾的。
They are very cunning and they're very hypocritical.
所以他们要试探耶稣。
So therefore, they want to test Jesus.
这个试探这个词呢，跟耶稣刚刚出来传道的时候，被引到圣灵引到旷野，受魔鬼撒旦的试探，那个试探是同一个字。
The word test, over here, it is exactly the same as when Jesus first came out to preach, and he was tested by Satan. It's the same.
为什么他们要试探耶稣呢
？Why do they want to test Jesus?
他们要引诱耶稣基督离开神的旨意。
Because they want to lure Jesus to stay a step away from the Lord.
啊，他们要挑用挑剔的问题来试验他。
They want to use cunning words to test Jesus.
那你记得魔鬼撒旦试探耶稣的时候，把他带到圣殿的顶上，啊，说你可以从殿顶跳下去，神用天上的使者会扶着你，让你不至于摔跤。
Satan brought Jesus all the way up to the temple and asked him to jump off, because the God will send angels to catch him.
这一种的试探，就是对你说，你需要自己证明啊，你自己是谁。
This kind of testing is essentially telling you to prove who you are.
那这些寻求这些神迹表号的人，是试图使耶稣做错事情。
So these people who are testing Jesus is actually trying to lure and guide Jesus into doing do a mistake.
这个就是我们邪恶人的本性，试图使好人做错事。
This is the nature of people, cunning people. We want to take good people and make them do something wrong.
这个好人的性格呢，常常会让坏人呢，心里面受打扰。
Because the goodness and the kindness of a good person would disturb those who are evil.
因此他们试图让好人去接受他们的试探，让他这个好人的举止变成邪恶。
And so therefore those evil people try to lure the good people and try to make them do something wrong and guide them into path of evil.
这样的话呢，这个就落到跟坏人同样的一个水平了。
So therefore, the good people will go down to the same level as the evil person.
那么坏人呢就不会觉得太难过了。
So therefore, the evil people would not feel as bad for themselves.
所以你看见说这些人要试探耶稣，他们是假冒为善的，他们是狡猾来引诱耶稣的。
So therefore, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they are hypocritical and they're very cunning, trying to lure Jesus by testing him.
他们活在败坏的辖制中。
They live under bondage of evil.
那么第三个，我们看见讲到神看在那里深深叹息的，就是不但有大地的叹息，有人败坏辖制的叹息，也看见神儿女的叹息。
So the third sign, after the first one, which is sign of the created, second one is men live in bondage of depravity. Now we move into sign of the children of God.
这个神的儿女是有圣灵，第二十三节罗马第八章二十三节，不但如此，就是我们这有圣灵初结果子的人，也是自己心里面叹息。
Here in Romans chapter 8 verse 23 says, And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruit of the Spirit, groan inwardly while we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies.
哥林多后书告诉我们说，如果有人在基督里，他是个新的创造，是个新造的人。
In 2 Corinthians it says, whoever is in Jesus, they are new creation.
我们是神的儿女，我们有了神新的创造在我们的生命里面。
We are God's children, so therefore we have a new life, new self within us.
但是我们仍然活在这一个堕落败坏的世界里头。
However, we live in a world that is decaying.
是仍然这个地呢，大地呢是在神的咒诅底下的。
And the land that we live in is still under God's curse.
所以我们心里面叹息。
So therefore we have sigh in ourselves.
我们仍然有疾病，有痛苦，有衰老，有死亡。
And we still have sickness, we still have decay, we still have death.
罗马书第七章二十四节，保罗说：“我真是苦啊！谁能救我脱离这个取死的身体呢？”
In Romans chapter 7 verse 24, Paul says, "Wretched man that I am, who will rescue me from this body of death?"
加拉太书里面也讲到说。情欲跟圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个彼此为敌，使你不能做所愿意做的。
Our physical desires fight against the Holy Spirit. What we want to do, we do not do. What we don't want to do, we ought to do.
我们心里面有很多挣扎。
In ourselves, we have a lot of inner struggles.
我们的老我，我们的罪性，我们肉体的情欲，一直跟我们里头的圣灵在相争。
Our old self, our own desires, continuously fight against the spirit.
使我们不能够做我们应该做的事，不能活出应当有的生命。
So therefore, it stops us from doing what we are supposed to do, we're supposed to accomplish.
虽然我们已经得救了，已经是神的儿女了。可是我们的叹息呢？这个跟刚才所说的这些叹息呢，仍然是一样。
Even though we have been saved and we're children of God, yet the signs within us are still the same.
所以圣经这刚才读的里面，罗马书强调我们还要等候，等候得着儿子的名分，就是我们的身体得赎。
So it says we have to.Wait patiently in hope to see what is to come.
我们要紧紧地抓住主自己给我们的应许，希望主在来的时候，我们这个人能够完全地改变。
So we have to hold on to the hope, so that when the Lord returns again, we will be changed.
那么圣经里面也提到神和圣灵一同的叹息，罗马书第八章二十六节。
So in Romans chapter 8, verse 26, it says the Spirit sighs as well.
所以很有意思，如果我们查这个圣经的这个 concordance, 查叹息这个字呢，我们刚才已经整理出来这么多，但是到了新约我们看见圣灵也叹息。
We looked into the word concordance for the past little bit, but now we look at the Holy Spirit, it actually sighs too.
圣灵是为我们的软弱叹息。
The Holy Spirit helps us in sighs in our weakness.
当我们在软弱中，在患难中，有的时候软弱到一个地步啊，我们忘记祷告了，我们也不祷告了，不能够祷告了，不愿意祷告，来到神的面前。
In our weakness, we cannot pray. We're not able to pray, or we're not willing to pray.
以赛亚书第六十三章第九节，这样告诉我们说，他们在一切的苦难中，他也同受苦难，并且他面前的使者拯救他们，他以慈爱和怜悯救赎他们，在古时候常保抱他们，怀揣他们。
In Isaiah chapter 63, verse 9, it says, "In all their distress, he too was distressed."And the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and mercy, he redeemed them. He lifted them up and carried them all the days of old.
我们看见神自己实在没有忘记我们。
We can see that God truly never forsakes us or forget about us.
这句话呢，就给了这个画家一个启示，就讲到我们知道神跟我们同在，在沙滩上面我们原来呢。是神在我们的旁边有一双两双脚印，可是等到我们后来在患难在大浪来临的时候呢，回过头来看，怎么变成一双脚印了？
So in this verse, it gives us a picture that just like on the beach, there's two sets of footprints, God walking alongside with us. And when the storm, when the wave comes, there's only one pair because God is carrying us.
神抱着我们走。
God is carrying us, walking along.
这何等的有福！
It is such a blessed way.
以赛亚六十三章第十节告诉我们说，
Isaiah 63 verse 10 it says,
他们竟悖逆，使主的圣灵担忧，他就转作他们的仇敌你看见这里讲到圣灵担忧。
So here it says, yet they rebelled and grieved his Holy Spirit. So he turned and became their enemy, and he himself fought against them.
这个圣灵担忧就是圣灵在叹息。
So there it mentioned about Holy Spirit grieved. It also means the Holy Spirit sighing.
我们都记得在新约圣经里面，主耶稣在约翰福音十一章听见他所爱的这个朋友拉撒路病了， 他的两个姐姐呢，求人请耶稣来到他的家中来医治他们的弟弟。
In Gospel John, verse 11:35, it mentioned about Jesus' friend Lazarus was ill, was about to die, and the two sisters came to seek for Jesus to heal him.
耶稣在原来的地方呢，又停了几天。到达拉撒路和玛利亚、马大的家的时候呢，这个拉撒路已经死去了。
And Jesus remained at his current place for a couple more days. And when he went to Lazarus' house with Mary and Martha, Lazarus has already died.
他就看见马大在哭，玛利亚在哭，他们的家人和朋友都哭成一团。
He saw Martha and Mary crying, and also the family members all crying.
然后圣经在那里记载，耶稣也一同在那里流泪，耶稣哭了。
And in the Bible, we recorded Jesus began to weep.
这个耶稣哭了，就告诉我们是他的叹息。
Jesus weeping, it represents him sighing.
他是一位有感情、有爱的神。
Because he is a God of emotion, God of love.
他看见人在地上的苦难。
He saw the sorrow and suffering of mankind.
他看见这么年轻的他的这个朋友就死去了，他哭了。
He saw his friend who was so young has already died. Therefore he cried, he wept.
当法利赛人求耶稣显从天上显个神迹给他们看的时候，是为了试探他，耶稣深深的叹息。
When the Pharisees asked Jesus to perform a miracle to test Jesus, Jesus deeply sighed.
耶稣告诉他们说，没有神迹给这个世代看。
Jesus says, no sign will be performed to this world.
因为这些人是心里面刚硬，不想信耶稣的，他们是来刁难耶稣的，叫耶稣显个神迹给他们看。
Because this generation, they're full of hard hearts. They're asking, demanding Jesus for a sign.
这个世界不要信他，刁难他，所以耶稣叹息。
They are testing Jesus, trying to lure him into falling.
耶稣说
so therefore Jesus will not give a sign.
耶稣说只有一个神迹，就是他自己在十字架上要彰显的神迹。
There will be one only miracle that will be performed, that is Jesus' death on the cross and resurrection.
他从死里复活的神迹。
And his resurrection.
这个人类的苦难，不是神加给我们的。
The difficulties that we face in the world is not added upon us by God.
是我们离开神、背逆神所带来的结果。
It is actually the result of us turning away from God.
他为着我们的背逆，为着我们的犯罪，我们不信，我们刚硬的心。这个抵挡神的心而叹息。
Jesus sighed for our non-believing, for us turning against him, going against his ways and disobedience.
那我们要问说，我们一辈子只能叹息吗？我们的出路在哪里？
So therefore we have to ask, where is the exit of sigh? Are we sighing all our life?
我们就看到罗马书八章的十八、十九节里面所说的。
We look back to Romans chapter 8, verse 18, what it says.
他说，我想现在的苦楚若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀，就不足介意了。
I consider that our present suffering are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us.
原来在这里给我们看见呢，这一个这是十八节十八节告诉我们说，受造之物切望等候神的众子出来。
Here says the creation waits in eager expectation for the Son of God to be revealed.
这个切望呢，就是在那里。热切的等候。
here it says eager. It means we're really expecting, we're really waiting for.
我们在叹息中间，我们需要等候，而且热烈的、热切的等候。
In the midst of us sighing, we should have eager expectation.
我可以给各位举个例子，就是我曾经这个八章十九节说，切望等候神的种子显出来，这个切望。这个图片是我曾经带了一些弟兄姊妹呢去走摩西带领以色列百姓出埃及的路。
Okay, I will give you an example. This picture is me leading a group of brothers and sisters walking the same path that Moses led the Israelites.
我们走到了西奈半岛的南边，我们到了西奈山。
We went up to Mount Sinai.
这个到西乃山的时候呢，我们就有一个这个一段呢，这个行程就是我们盼望到西乃山顶去看日出。
We had the expectation of watching the sunrise on Mount Sinai, and there was a path to that.
我们大概是半夜两点多钟就起来了，我们要这个出发，想能够占一个好的位置。
We woke up around 2 a.m. so that when we get there, we'll have a good spot.
我们就骑着骆驼上西乃山，上到一段的时候呢，骆驼不能再往上走了，我们还要走自己去走那个很这个不容易走的这个石头所切割出来的这个台阶，才能走到山顶。
We first rode the camel up to a certain point, and to that point, camel would not be able to go a little higher, so we walked on rocky steps a path that were made up of.You know, rocks.
然后我们就到了这个山顶的这个位置呢就看那个时候慢慢慢慢的我们在那里等待等候太阳的出现。
And we waited and waited for the sun to rise once we're at our spot.
起先的时候四周都是黑暗的下面都是云海。
At first, it was all dark, pitch dark, and we always saw was clouds.
等了很久以后，就看见一个红的颜色慢慢慢慢的出现了，最后太阳就出来了。
And slowly we saw a small red dot coming up, and then slowly the sun rose.
我们大家都非常高兴我们的眼睛原来是在那里这个翘首仰望，等候看到太阳的出现。
And we sat there, we were waiting in expectation, we were waiting eagerly for the sun to rise.
那就是切望的意思。
What that means is eager, eagerly waiting for it to rise.
这个那里刚才说到切望等候神的种子显现，这个显现是 reveal 的意思。
Here, earlier we mentioned about eagerly waiting for God to reveal himself.
好，我们看见在约翰福音里面告诉我们说，从来没有人看见过神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
In Gospel of John, verse 1:18, it says, "No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and the and only, who is at the Father's side, has made him known."
父怀里的独生子将他表明出来，就是把他启示出来，把他显明出来。
Has made him know, meaning he has revealed him.
那么人就看见神了。
Brought him to light so that people can know, know God.
腓立比书第二章十五节说：“你们，这个使你们无可指摘、诚实无伪，在这弯曲悖逆的世代中，做神无瑕疵的儿女，你们显在这世代中，好像明光照耀。”
Philippians chapter 2, verse 15, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a crooked and depraved generation, in which you shine like stars in the universe.
显在这个时代。
And revealed in this generation.
那么意思就是将第十六节将生命的道表明出来，叫我们在基督的日子好夸我们没有空跑，也没有徒劳。
Just like verse 2, Philippians 2:16, it says, "As you hold out the word of life, in order that I may boast on the day of Christ that I did not run or labor for nothing."
虽然我们处在 这一个叹息啊悖逆的这个世代中，可是神的出路已经显明出来了。
Even though we're living under the time of sighing and disobedience to God, yet God has revealed His path to us.
就是把耶稣基督显明给我们看了。
That is revealing to us Jesus Christ.
今天你和我，神的众儿女，把耶稣基督的生命活出来，来就像明光照耀来显明在这个世代中间有指望。有出路。
You and I, the children of God, when we live out Jesus, we all have a path of escape.
有一个基督徒，他就分享呢，他怎么样传福音的经历。
There was a Christian that shared about him or her sharing the gospel.
他的邻居在一家公司里面工作。那个公司的老板是基督徒。
Their neighbor worked in a company, and the boss was a Christian.
但是这个邻居呢，觉得他的老板呢对他很不好。
And the neighbor thought the boss was not very nice to him.
所以他对基督徒呢就非常反感。
So therefore, the neighbor was very against Christians.
有一天。这个基督徒邀请他的邻居到他家去做客吃饭。
So therefore, this Christian asked the neighbor to come over, for a visit.
这个人来了以后呢，看看这个人的客厅呢，他所有的摆设，就知道这个人是基督徒。
And after the neighbor came to this Christian's house, saw all the displays in the living room, the neighbor thought this is a Christian's house.
原来基督徒的家里面不是都有一个牌子吗？基督是我家之主。
Most Christians have a sign in their house. Christ is the Lord of this household.
所以这一个邻居呢就想，哦，这个基督徒请我吃饭呢，一定又要跟我来传道了，一定又要讲上帝啊，讲耶稣了。
So therefore, the neighbor thought to themselves, This Christian invite me to their house. They're probably going to tell me about Christianity, talk to me about God and Jesus.
可是很奇怪的，那个晚上，这个基督徒没有跟他谈任何的有关神呐、有关福音的事情。
Yet, to the neighbor's surprise, this Christian actually shared nothing about Christianity, about Jesus.
就是跟他吃饭，跟他聊天，问问工作怎么样啊，家庭的情况啊。
This Christian only asked the neighbor about their work.A workplace and also their family life.
所以这个邻居觉得说，哎，这个基督徒呢有一点不一样，开始就有一些好感了。
So therefore, the neighbor thought, "Hey, this Christian is a little different." And then, the neighbor has some good positive interest.
所以让人呢从反感转到好感，这就是把神的道表明出来了。
Changing someone's perspective from negative to positive, that's already sharing.God's word.
今天很多人对基督的信仰反感，非常的抵触。我们传福音就是帮助人，对基督的信仰有好感。
Nowadays, there's a lot of people who are very against the gospel, against religion. But for us, what we have to do is just turning that negativity towards positive.
那就是神在使用你了。
That in itself is already God using you.
在这个疫情刚开始的时候呢，我们回到家里呢，也因为我们已经有了许多的口罩，所以我们呢也愿意跟邻居们分享，跟路人分享，因为那个时候他们还很难买到口罩，所以我们在门口呢就摆一个椅子，就欢迎他们自由的来拿这些口罩。
When pandemic first started, my family, we had an excess amount of masks, so we set up a table outside of our house and shared masks to our neighbors, because it was difficult to obtain masks at that time.
是，这个神会给我们有很多机会，让我们把神的道表明出来。
God actually has given us many opportunities to share His words, gospel.
后来这个基督徒就邀请那个邻居一起打球。
So back to the story about the neighbor and the Christian, later on, the Christian asked the neighbor to go play ball game.
慢慢他们两个人就非常熟悉了。
And then after a while, they became good friends.
有一次，这个邻居呢跟太太吵架了啊，情绪很激动，满脸通红的跑过来找他这个基督徒的邻居啊，就说他家里的事情。
So there was one time the neighbor got into a really a huge argument with his wife, and he was super upset. So he went over to the Christian's house to tell him about the situation.
基督徒就跟他的邻居分享说，我以前也是这样，脾气很大，可是现在我信主了，改变了很多，家里有平安。
And the Christian said to the neighbor, I was just like that a few years ago, extremely hot-tempered, but once I became a Christian, I toned down a lot.
他最后说，哎，我可不可以为你祷告？
So the Christian said to the neighbor, can I pray for you?
邻居说好啊，这个你看见这个基督徒没有叫他的邻居做任何事情，只是把自己的软弱、自己的见证跟他分享，然后为他祷告，为他太太祷告。
And the neighbor said, "Yes, of course you can pray for me." We can see that the Christian didn't share anything else but his own struggles, his own weaknesses, and also a request for the neighbor whether they can pray for the neighbor.
几天以后啊，这个邻居过来了，就说：“哎，你的祷告很有效啊，我太太最近柔和的多了。”
A few days later, the neighbor came over to the Christian and says, "Hey, your prayer worked. My wife has toned out a lot."
所以他们两个人又可以进一步谈到祷告的问题，谈到信仰的问题。后来这个基督徒就把他的邻居领了他信主，啊，而且他太太后来也信主，他就带领他们这个初信的造就，门徒的培训。
So then the neighbor, after that, the Christian and the neighbor talked more about prayer and then actually led the neighbor to become a Christian. And also later on, the wife as well became a Christian and also took them to discipleship class when they first started it.
所以神常常要借着我们把神的生命的道表明出来，不是做很多轰轰烈烈的事情。可能就是在我们周围的人因着我们的经历，因着我们的改变，因着是这个我们的爱，把神就表明出来了。
A lot of times God doesn't want us to do miraculous things. You know, little acts of talking to our neighbor, changing, and love is already enough.
整个的世界都在切望神的种子，就是你和我能把神的道表明出来，能够显出一个不一样的生命，有了一个不一样的爱，也得着了一个不一样的恩典。
This whole world wants us who belong to God to show a different type of lifestyle, different love, so that we can bring God's blessing.
这就是这个堕落叹息的世界人所得着的第一个的盼望。
This is the first hope that we get in this fallen world.
第二呢，不但有切望，而且圣经中文圣经里面第二十一节讲到指望。
Not do we have expectations, we also have hope.
我们看看第十九节，受造之物切望等候神的种子显出来。
Romans 8:19, the creation waits in eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed.
第二十节，因为受造之物伏在虚空之下，不是自己愿意的，乃是因那叫他如此的。
Chapter 8, verse 20, for the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it.
这个二十一节，但受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的辖制，得享神儿女自由的荣耀。
21, that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God.
我们看见这个指望这个字呢，在中文圣经是这个在二十一节，可是呢，在英文圣经是在二十节。
The word hope actually was recorded in chapter verse 20 in English and 21 in Chinese.
对，所以这里说到的指望就是有盼望，在盼望中间，整个的世界都在败坏的辖制，还是有出路的，还是可以脱离的。
So here it means in hope, means there is an exit, there is a route out.
而且得享，得享的意思就是可以进入的，可以进入这个神儿女自由的荣耀，进入生命的自由。
He says, verse 21, it says, brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God. Brought into, meaning you can enter, you can go into the glory.
所以我们感谢神，神的话实在是宝贵。
We really thank the Lord, his words are precious.
不但我们可以切望，而且我们可以进入，可以指望，可以享受。
We have hope, we have expectation, and we are able to be brought into.
我想大家都记得《使徒行传》教会的历史，刚刚开始的时候，《使徒行传》第三章，讲到这个彼得，跟约翰进入美门，在美门口里面有一个生来瘸腿的人，每天被人抬来放在店门口讨饭。
I believe we all remember in Book of Acts, chapter 3, where Peter and John at the Gate of Beautiful, there was someone who was born crippled, who was brought to the Gate of Beautiful.Every day.
这个人从生下来开始是瘸腿的，到现在已经40岁了。
This person was brought crippled, born crippled for 40 years, up to 40 years now.
Yeah, 还是每天呢，有脚没有力气，没有办法走，被人抬到圣殿的门口来乞讨。
This man has legs, but doesn't have enough strength to walk, so people have to bring him to the Gate of Beautiful, to beg.
我们看见这个人身上呢，我们可以用中文三个“无”这个字呢来形容人生。
Looking at this person, we can use three Chinese words to describe this person.
第一个呢，无就是他无力因为在自己站不起来，没有力量。
In those three words, we can say he doesn't have strength, does not have strength.
第二个呢，就是无奈。他活在这个世界上面总是被人抬着总是随着别人这个没有自己的方向没有自己的道路就是跟着世界转。
And the second is,
无奈就是without his,
helpless person.Without help.
那么他是别人赚钱，他就去赚钱；别人去哪里玩，他就跟着去哪里玩。是无奈的人生。
Essentially, this person is very helpless. Whatever people do, he will follow along. People go to work, he'll follow. People go beg, and he'll be going there too.
最后是无望，他瘫痪了四十多年了，还有什么希望啊
？And the third is hopeless.He's been crippled for 40 years. He has no hope.
所以他无力、无奈、无望的人生，这就是我们每一个人在地上所有的这个人生。
And so he has no strength, strengthless, he's helpless, he's also hopeless. So what kind of life is he? It's just like our life in this world.
所以人的一生就是一个叹息。
So therefore, a human life in this world is just full of sigh.
但是这一天呢，彼得、约翰来到店门口。
Yet this day, Peter and John came to this gate.
这个瘫痪的人就抬起头来望着彼得、约翰，指望能得一点什么钱呐，或者吃的东西啊。
So this person looked up to Peter and to John, hoping to get something out of them.
彼得就定睛。就对着这个人这个眼睛来看，告诉他说：“金和银我都没有，我所有的给你，我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走。”
But Peter said, "I have no silver or gold, but what I have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, stand up and walk."
那个瘫痪了四十多年的这个人就立刻起来行走了。
This man who has been crippled for 40 years all of a sudden stood up and walked.
所以在《使徒行传》第三章十九节说，所以你们要悔改归正，使你们的罪得到涂抹，这样安舒的日子就从主面前可以来到。
So therefore, Acts chapter 3 verse 19, it says, Repent therefore and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out.
安舒的日子从主面前会来到。
So that time of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send the Messiah appointed for you, that is Jesus.
这个使徒彼得行这个神迹，主要要带出的信息，就是这个叹息的世界，只有耶稣基督能够带给我们盼望。
Peter performing this miracle in this world of sigh is bringing us hope of Jesus.
他要把人只从眼睛注目看见这个患难的这一个光景，转离开来看指向耶稣基督。
Peter wants to turn mind's focus on the disaster towards Jesus.
因为耶稣基督是我们唯一的指望。
Because Jesus is our only hope.
除他以外，别无拯救，天下人间没有别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
Aside from him, there's none that we can be saved.
我们感谢神，保罗也告诉我们，我们原来是真是苦啊，谁能救我们脱离这个捆绑呢？但是这个罗马书七章二十五节，感谢神，靠着主耶稣基督就能够脱离了。
St. Paul says, how bitter this world is, only through Jesus we can, Roman chapter 7:24, wretched man I am, who will rescue me from this body of death, thanks to be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
我们活在这个患难中，活在这个疫情中，难免会有一些的忧愁，也许有一些惧怕。
In the midst of pandemic, we'll have sorrow, we'll have fear.
我们在希伯来书第二章第十四节告诉我们说，儿女既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成为血肉之体，他要借着死败坏那个掌死权者的，就是魔鬼。
In Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14, it tells us, Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is, the devil.
第十五节，并要释放那一些一生因为怕死而为奴仆的人。
Verse 15, And free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death.
我们有了耶稣基督所赐给我们的永生，死亡就不能再做我们的主，不能够再辖制我们了。
When we have the eternal hope from Jesus, death cannot hold us any longer.
我们就从罪和死的这个权势底下得着了自由。
Bondage of sin, we have freedom from bondage of sin and death.
以前美国的这个布道家葛培里。有一年到巴西去领布道大会。
There's a famous evangelist had evangelical meeting.
Billy Graham, 他领这个大会的会场是一个很大的足球场。
And he held an evangelical meeting, Billy Graham, in a very large football stadium.
大概八万人参加呀。
About 80,000 people attended.
他的信息的最后就是说，今天很多人在婚姻之外有各种性的关系，活在这一个捆绑中间。
And the end of his message, he mentioned that in this day, there's a lot of people who are in the bondage of sex outside of marriage.
他们是活在罪恶的捆绑中。
They're living under sin.
在会场中间有一对年轻的夫妇带着小孩坐在底下听。
There was a young couple with their children who were listening.
那么听到Billy Graham 讲到这里呢，这个妻子就低下头这个蒙着头就哭起来了。
After hearing Billy Graham saying this, the wife started to sob.
因为他想到他自己在结婚之前呢，大概有三年的时间呢，跟好几个人有婚姻之外的性关系。
Because the wife thought before she was married, she had many sex outside of marriage with other men.
甚至于出卖自己的肉体去赚钱。
Even to a point, using her body to make money.
他没有跟人说， 也没有看到这个丈夫说。
She never told anybody, nor the husband she currently has.
但是听到葛培里讲了这样的信息，她心里面非常的懊悔，感觉到罪疚和羞愧，她就流下了眼泪。
But after hearing Billy Graham's message, she was very sad about it, and she was very ashamed of what she has done.
这个葛牧师说，我要让你知道，神爱你，神会饶恕你，会洗干净你一切的罪，让你从罪疚和羞愧中得到自由。
But Billy Graham says, but God loves you, He will forgive you, He will cleanse you, to take you out of the bondage of sin.
他要医治你，给你一个新的生命，一个新的开始。
God will heal you, and He will give you a new life, a new beginning.
只要你愿意认罪悔改，相信耶稣，接受耶稣，立志一生跟随耶稣，按着神的话去活，你就得着神的赦免。你就有一个新的开始。
As long as you're willing to repent and accept Jesus, follow Him all the days of your life, He will forgive you.
这个妻子听见这些话很受感动。
When the wife heard these words, she was extremely touched.
然后葛牧师就呼召说，如果你愿意今天相信接受耶稣，你就走到讲台前面来。
And Billy Graham says, if you are willing to accept Jesus, you may come forward to the podium.
她就转过头跟她的丈夫说，我们一起上去吧。
So she turned around to the husband and said, let's go together.
她的丈夫摇摇头说，我没有那个感动。
The husband says, I don't have that feeling.
这个时候他们的孩子突然开始抽筋。
All of a sudden, the child started to have seizures.
这个孩子生下来就有间歇性的这个癫痫病。
This child was born with epilepsy.
会这个抽筋，会嘴巴吐唾沫，吐白沫。
She often have seizure and have puke up saliva.
这个做父亲的就很害怕就想说，糟了，我的孩子又犯了，今天可能会出大事，可能会离开他们。
So the husband says, oh no, my child is having seizure again. She might actually leave us today.
这个父亲呢就抬起头来仰天叹息，然后呢就不自觉的就发出祷告说，神啊，如果你让我的孩子能够安静下来，我愿意把生命献给你，我愿意走到前面去接受你。
So the husband out of nowhere started to look up to heaven and started to pray within him, God, if you let my child stop, I will believe you, I will go forward with my wife.
他刚刚说完这两个祷告，这个一看回再看看他的孩子呢，这个孩子完全平静下来了，而且还朝着他呢这个笑。
And after the two short prayer, he turned around to look at his child, and she was perfectly fine and was smiling at them.
所以他就立刻就站起来了，拉着妻子的手，两个人就走到前面去。那一天他们做了决志的祷告。
So immediately he stood up and took his wife and the child and walked up to Billy Graham.
愿意仰望神，把自己的一生交托给神。
Willing to follow God and give their whole life to God.
那一天和他们两个人在一起立志跟随耶稣的有好几千人。
That day, there were thousands of people who are willing to follow Jesus along with those two couple.
虽然这个世界充满着劳苦叹息、受败坏的辖制。
Even though this world, there's a lot of bondage for us.
有疾病、有苦难、有罪恶。
There's sickness, there's sorrow.
这个有罪恶，但是还是有指望。
And sin, but we also have hope.
我们的指望就是耶稣基督。
Our hope is Jesus.
所以希伯来书第十章二十三节，告诉我们要坚守我们所承认的指望，不至于摇动。也要因为那一个应许我们的是信实的。
In Hebrews chapter 10 verse 23 it says, Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful.
所以现在无论你我处在什么样的处境，什么样的难处，耶稣基督就是我们的指望，我们到他面前去寻求他的帮助，他的带领，他的恩典，他的医治，不要动摇我们对着神的信靠。
So therefore, Jesus is our hope. In him, we can have hope, we can have guidance, we can ask him for grace for us.
因为应许我们的是信实的。
Because what he has promised for us, is the truth.
他是信实的，所以我们要像亚伯拉罕一样，忍耐，用信心来承受神的应许。
What he has promised us, he is faithful. We have to be like Abraham, to trust in God.
好，我们今天的信息就到这里，我们低头祷告。
And that is the end of the sermon. Let us bow our head and pray.
爱我们的天父。
Our lovingly Father.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
你不看我们的罪恶和败坏。
You don't look at our depravity and our sins.
你只知道我们的叹息。
You know our sighs.
你知道我们的无力。
You know our weakness and our strengthless.
你也知道我们的无奈和无望。
You also know our helpless and our helplessness and our hopelessness.
主啊，你自己就按着你的恩典，你来寻找我们，你来拯救我们。
Lord, you help us and you save us.
感谢你，让我们来经历神自己无比的慈爱，无比的大能。
Thank you for letting us experience your mighty works.
你也让我们每一个人成为你自己恩典，蒙了你恩典的见证人。
And you help us to be the testimony of your grace.
你要我们像明光来照耀，显明我们是你的儿女。
You want us to show that we are children of yours.
我们谢谢你赐给我们患难，赐给我们疫情。
We thank you for giving us difficult times. Thank you for giving us pandemic.
叫我们能够更认识你，叫我们有机会为你做见证。
So that we truly know you and we can be a testimony for you.
我们谢谢主，愿主恩待每一位今天早上在你面前敬拜的神的儿女。
Lord, we thank you and thank you for the, and also watch over the brother and sister who have been listening to your words.
但愿你的话都在我们的心里面，能够我们的心是好土，能够领受你的话语。
May our hearts to be good soils to receive the words that you spoke to us.
好叫你的恩典，你的慈爱在我们身上更多的显多。
So that your grace and your love may be more exposed from us.
听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
Please listen to our prayer. Pray in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.